It has a summary of what we've been doing until now. We have the following shitos, and then we'll get to this page in a few minutes. First, we have the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is the most strict, the most machmir. He requires bedika in the case of an isha she'ein lo veses, both before tashmish and after tashmish, and we're talking about for the balance of their married life. In the case of an isha she'yesh lo veses, the Rambam requires bedika li'achar tashmish, but he advocates for the tznuos to make a bedika even kodem tashmish. The big problem that we have in the Rambam is what to do with the sugya on Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara says that we don't recommend bedikos when they're not necessary, because shema libo yehei libo nokfo. So perhaps the Rambam would say that Gemara is talking about a bedika that she makes immediately after tashmish. When I say immediately after tashmish, there's a certain shir of zman, a very short shir of zman, where if she finds dam immediately after tashmish, he has to bring a karbon at the time of the Beis HaMikdash. As we assume that she already had the dam during tashmish, and that's something that'll create libo nokfo. But if on the other hand she wakes a while and she does the bedika liachar hazman shechayv karbon, then maybe there's no libo nokfo. Okay, that's a separate topic unto itself. The Rif Shita is that a woman who has no veses requires bedikos the first three tashmishim, and that means liachar tashmish, requiring these bedikos in order to establish a chazaka that she's not a roa dam machmas tashmish. And we saw that the Beis Yosef elaborates on this shita of the Rif, and he says the following, that basically in the case of an isha shein lo veses, we don't know, we cannot guess or determine what brings on her veses, her riyas dam. And therefore we have to consider the tragic possibility that it's dafka tashmish that brings it on. So in the framework of that marriage, we require to guarantee her status that she's not roa dam machmas tashmish, because if that be the case, then we have to break up the marriage. And through three bedikos, where right after tashmish, she doesn't see on her aid, he doesn't see on his aid, therefore we clarify and establish that she's not a roa dam machmas tashmish, that although we can't pinpoint exactly what brings on her nidus, but it's not tashmish. The later achronim are not thrilled about this, because maybe three times is not enough. Maybe on the fourth time she'll see dam machmas tashmish. It's eli davar sof, meaning if the whole chashash here in the case of an isha shein lo veses, according to the Rif, is that it could be that the tashmish would bring on her nidus, then who says, you know, just because on three occasions there are other things that brought on her nidus, that doesn't mean that you've established beyond the shadow of a doubt that she's, you know, she's free of tashmish causing dam.
But that's the standard. Three times.
Oh, so the Beis Yosef actually embellishes it a little bit more. He says the following, that basically the Rif holds that even the Isha She'ein lo veses has a cheskas tara. When the Mishnah establishes on Daf Tesvav that kol anoshim yesh lam cheskas tara, it refers even to an Isha She'ein lo veses. And therefore, we're not going to assume that she's going to see at any particular point. Just that since she's an Eila Veses, we have to be machmir and strengthen the Cheskas Tara. Notice the Cheskas Tara in and of itself exists, but we need an extra chizuk, and that's because of the possibility, as we mentioned before, that maybe the Tashmish is going to be responsible for the onset of her nidus. And if on three occasions we saw that didn't happen, then according to the Rif, we go back, we fall back to the general Cheskas Tara Labayla, and she no longer needs bedikos.
So the Rif's view in itself is a chumra.
And the Rif himself is a chumra in terms of roa dam machmas tashmish, meaning as far as dam nidus is concerned, we're not going to anticipate that she's going to see dam nidus. In other words, in terms of her natural cycle, we don't have any reason to pinpoint at any moment in the month that she will see dam. She can rely and fall back on her cheskes tara. Even the Rif agrees that. The Rif only wants to cover our bases as far as the possibility, logically, that if she's an Eisha Shein La Vesas, maybe she'll see Da Machmas Tashmish. And those three occasions where she successfully did those bedikos, and lo and behold, she doesn't see Da Machmas Tashmish, that's going to establish that we don't have to raise this possibility and undermine her Chazaka by saying, well, maybe the Tashmish is going to bring on Hadam. Three times is enough for that. And the Rif goes out of his way to point out that after those three bedikos, she's okay. She's basically like an Isha Shiyesh Lav Veses. For the rest of her life, as a married woman, she doesn't need bedikos. We'll soon see that the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like the Rif. The Ravid has a different interpretation of the Rif. The Ravid thinks that the Rif, as a general rule, does not require these three bedikos. Because the Ravid is very, very hard pressed to understand why the Rif left this out in his great chibur called Hilchas Nida, which is published in the Rif on Masechet Shavuos. No mention there. I mean, at some point he mentions Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, and then he says, you know, Ayin Mashi Pirashti V'Ksuvas, where he deals with the question of whether an Isha She'en Lavesis loses her Ksuva or not. But in Hilchas Nida, he doesn't mention these bedikos as an absolute requirement in the marriage of a man to a woman who doesn't have a Vesis. And the Ravid is extremely bothered by the fact that the Rif omitted such a major halacha in the case of an Isha She'en Lavesis in Hilchas Nida. He only brings it in the context of Ksuba and the issue as to whether a Roa Adam Machmas Tashmish loses her rights to a Ksuba, but not in Hilchas Nida. Isn't it a Nida requirement? And based on this question, the Ravid comes to the conclusion that basically the Rif holds like Rashi. There is no requirement of Bedikas. The only requirement of Bedikas for a woman is if she's Osekas Petaris. Aye, so what is the Rif worried about? Says the Ravid, it's a woman who saw Da Machmas Tashmish on one occasion. As a result of that one occasion, we have to worry that maybe she's established herself as a Roa Da Machmas Tashmish. And for that we need the three bedikas. So again, why did the Rif omit these three bedikas in Hilchas Nida? Because as a general rule, in Hilchas Nida, we can rely on Chazakas, there's no need for Bedikas, and the Rif leaves it out. When we get to Hilchas Ksubas, and this woman has already on one occasion, that's how the Ravid interprets the Rif, has seen Damach Mastashvish, then we have a Ksuba issue. Then the Baal has a right to demand that this issue be clarified, because otherwise, why did I get into this marriage, and there's no way of consummating the marriage? And the Rif offers this tikune, the possibility of establishing this marriage and continuing the marriage based on the three bedikas. That's all within the framework of salvaging a marriage that's already in question because on one occasion she saw Damat Mastashmish. Then we have the Shita of the Rabbeinu Chanan. And Rabbeinu Chanan holds that an Isha She'en La Veses requires bedikos for the rest of her life, for the entire balance of her married life, and she needs bedikos before Tashmish. Says the Beis Yosef, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, this woman doesn't have the Chezkas Tara that we, you know, that all of Hilchas Nida is predicated upon, that universal halach of Chezkas Tara. She doesn't have it because she's an Ein Lo Veses. And that's exactly what Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos had in mind when he said that a woman needs bedikos because she's an Ein Lo Veses. And the Shulchan Aruch seems at one point to paskin like Rabbeinu Chanan. The Rosh himself, although he doesn't agree with Rabbeinu Chanan, he says that we have to be machmir for Rabbeinu Chanan. Now, according to Rabbeinu Chanan, when we're talking about Bedikas Kodem Tashmish for this woman who doesn't have a Veses, what do we do with the sugya on Daf Yud Beis that says we discourage a Bedika before Tashmish? So, I mean, if you want to say, like we said in the Rambam, that maybe the Bedika that the Gemara is discouraging of Limo Nokfo is right after, immediately following the Tashmish, Bechdei Shir of Chiv Chatos, the Rashba doesn't like that answer. The Rashba wants to suggest that according to Rabbeinu Hananel, the Bedika Lefnei Tashmish is not a contradiction to what the Gemara says that Libo Nakfo, because the Gemara is talking about an Isha Sheyeshla Veses. In the case of an Isha Sheyeshla Veses, there's no requirement of Bedika. Should she volunteer for Bedika? The Gemara says no. But in the case of Rabbi Nechanana, El Paskini, like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, that's an Isha Sheila Veses, so there the Chiyuv is that she needs a Bedika before Tashmish. We're not going to raise the issue of Libo Nokfa. And then we have the Sheet of Rashi. The Sheet of Rashi is that Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos was talking about a case of an Isha Shol Sekes Petaros, and that's why he required Bedikos in the case of Eila Veses. But as far as our Noshim are concerned, they're not Oskos Petaros, and therefore they don't need any Bedikos. That's Rashi Shita. Although Rashi quotes an Istam of Farshi that understood that according to Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, a woman, even though she's not Osekis Petaros, requires Bedikos, Rashi says that that's not how we have to understand Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. He's not talking about a case of a woman who's not Osekis Petaros. He's talking about a case of a woman who is Osekis Petaros. That's how Rashi learns it. But he does quote this Istam of Farshi. Many Rishonim take this Istam of Farshi very seriously, as we saw Rabbeinu Chananel Paskins like the Istam of Farshi, like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, that an Isha Shein Levesis requires Bedika, even though she's not Osekis Petaros. However, even according to the Istam of Farshi, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, right? Mandi Omar Chada, Allah Omar Chada, as to what exactly is the genuine tradition of Shmuel. What did Shmuel actually say? Rashi is unwilling to accept that, but the Istam of Farshi took it, and how do we paskin? Rabbi Nechanal assumes that we paskin like Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos l'chumra, and Isha Shein Leves requires Bedika. The Beis Yosef quotes two Rishonim who paskin, even according to the Istam of Farshi, Lekula, that an Isha Shein Leveses does not require Bedikas if she's not Osekis Petaros, and that's the Sefer HaTrumas and the Baal HaMor, because both of them hold that this requirement of Bedikas is only Derabbanan. And if you have a suffix as to whether Shmuel accepted this Chiyuv Bedikas or did not, suffix Derabbanan Lekula. So we now have a whole bunch of Rishonim that accepted the principle that a woman, in the context of her marriage, even if she doesn't have a vessel, does not require Bedika, she's not Osekis Petaros. The Rosh HaMedabrim, of course, is Rashi. The Sefer HaTrumas and the Baal HaMor. The Ravid insists that even according to the Rif, there is no requirement of Bedikas. The Rif is only talking about a case, a Yotzei Dofen case, an unusual exception to the rule, where she saw Dam Machmas Tashmish on one occasion. The Mardechai, who, by the way, in Siman Tavshin Lamed Hei, identifies the Rif with Rabbeinu Hananel, because he can't believe, he can't entertain that the Rif would argue with Rabbeinu Hananel. But nevertheless, the Mardechai himself paskins like Rashi, against the Rif / Rabbeinu Hananel, and a woman does not, if she's not Osekis Petaros, does not need any Bedikas. Period. According to this whole Shita in the Rishonim, whether or not it's Rashi, Sefer HaTrumas, whether it's the Baal HaMor, whether it's the Ravid in the Rif, whether it's the Mordechai, all these Shitas have no problem with the Gemara Daf Yud Beis that says that we should discourage a woman from making Bedikas before Tashmish because of Libo Nakfo, because they don't require Bedikas before Tashmish. And not only don't they require Bedikas before Tashmish, they discourage Bedikas before Tashmish. So all the answers that we have to give in order to farenfer, to try to understand that Gemara about Libo Nakfo, those answers are only relevant if you hold like the Rambam Shita that every woman either has to make a Bedikah before Tashmish, or at least if she's a Tznua, is encouraged to make a Bedikah before Tashmish. If you hold like Rabbeinu Hananel, a woman Shein Lo Veses requires a Bedikah Lifnei Tashmish. And in the light of those shitas, we have to reconcile the sugya of Rab Zera and Daf Yud Beis about Libo Nakfo. Lo Tivdok, the Gemara says. But according to Rashi and his whole group, it's smooth, it's simple. Fine. So that's more or less a summary of what we've seen until now. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? So if you take a look in Kuf Pei Vav Sif Beis, he brings the opinion of the Rif without quoting the Rif by name. And then he brings the Rush in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel about an Isha Shein Lo Veses. And then finally, he quotes the Rambam that requires Bedika Kodem Tashmish and Liachar Tashmish even in the case of an Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses, the Rambam's Chumra. The Shach is not a happy camper. How could it be that the Shulchan Aruch indicates that we have to go L'chumr against all the Rishonim? And therefore, the Shach insists that the Ravitz Pshat in the Rif is correct. The Rif deliberately omitted this discussion about Bedikos in the case of an Isha Shein Lo Veses from his Hilchos Nida, because the Rif only requires these Bedikos in the case of a woman who on one occasion saw Dam Machmas Tashmish. And therefore, the Shach comes to the conclusion that we should paskin that a woman who's not Osekes Petaris does not need Bedikos, and we should not encourage her to make Bedikos. And he writes that seems to be the minog, that a woman does not make Bedikos. Now, after the Shach, we have someone called the Torah Shlomim, and he says, how can you paskin against the Shulchan Aruch, with all due respect to the Shach? And he quotes the Chavas Das of the Nesivis, who says that Ein Lo Hakel Kehashach, and he says the Rosh himself paskins L'chumra like Rabbeinu Chananel, and therefore both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, who quote the Rosh L'chumra in the case of an Isha Shein Lo Veses, we have to follow that Chumra and we have to require Bedikah. The Rav Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, he says that the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rif, and that's why he doesn't quote, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Rif by name. That's called Bestama, and that means he passes like that Shita. Those following Shitos, which the Mechaber paskins, which Mechaber quotes by name, namely the Rosh quoting Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam, that's only L'chumra. That's all the Shulchan Aruch really meant to say. And therefore, he says, the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that Bal Nefesh Yachmir Al Atzmo Aval Ein Zemi Ikar Adin. The only Ikar Adin in the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rif, that an Isha Shein Lo Veses has to make these three Bedikos. And therefore the Rav Shulchan Aruch is very makil here, allowing, or shall I say, foregoing Bedikos other than those three first Bedikos after Tashmish in the case of an Isha Shein Lo Veses. Straight the Rif. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both the Rosh and Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. That's only L'chumra, that's not the Ikar Adin. Radical change. I believe, I have no proof, that the minhag today is to be machmir like the Rif and to require three bedikos after marriage. I believe that there are those who are machmir like Rabbeinu Chananel in the case of an Isha Shein Lo Veses to require bedikos for the entire balance of her marriage. What I'm not sure about is even those who follow that minhag l'chumra like Rabbeinu Chananel, whether they require what I call a full-fledged bedika or a superficial bedika. What are these two bedikas? A superficial bedika is called kinuach in the Lashon of Chazal, and a thorough bedika is called bechorin ubestokim. What I'm suggesting is, and again this has to be taken under advisement, is that in the case of those who have the minhag to be machmir like Rabbeinu Chananel, and most women today are probably in the gather of Isha Shein Lo Veses, in that sense the teva has changed, you know, back in the day there was Veses, today very hard. That chumrah might only go so far as kinuach koden tashmish, but not bedika b'chorinu stokim. In fact, amongst the various answers to try to reconcile how can Rabbeinu Chananel require bedika before tashmish when the Gemara discourages a bedika before tashmish because of limo nakfo, we have an entire school of mefarshim that claim that the Gemara is talking about a bedika b'chorinu stokim, and that bedika will generate libo nokfo. She's doing such a thorough bedika, she must have had some sort of hargosha, and she thinks she has dam. But the Gemara never discouraged a bedika of kinuach. We'll see exactly what kinuach is, but it's certainly not chorinu stokim. And therefore, Rabbeinu Chananel is free, without any steer from the sugya, to maintain that in the case of an Isha Sheh Ein Lo Vesa, she requires bedika before Tashmish, but not the bedika that's going to scare him off, the bedika of Chorinu Stokim, but the bedika of Kinuach.
Weren't the poshers that the bedika of Chorinu Stokim itself will cause that?
That's true too, and that's why I think the poskim are not going to encourage a myriad, or shall I say a multitude of bedikos. If bedika means chorinu stokim, it could irritate the inside and it could bring on nidus, or at least bring on some dam, and she'll mistakenly think that it's dam nida, and that'll be lechinam, you know, she'll be a nida lechinam. So we're not going to encourage bedika b'chorinu stokim as a general rule. So I'm saying mimarifshach, if you accept the shach, then the ikar minag is that she doesn't need bedikas at all, and we should even discourage bedikas. If you're going with the pashtus in the Shulchan Aruch, and the way the Rav Shulchan Aruch accepts it, that we are going to require bedikas, and maybe even a minag lahachmir like Rabbeinu Chananel, fine. So let her do bedikas before tashmish, but not the ultimate bedika, which I think the Gemara had in mind in Rav Zeira and Daf Yud Beis of libo nokfo of chorin ustokim. So what I'm going to try to do is see if I can give some sort of teeth to that. Keep in mind, Rabosai, that the Chassam Sofer, as we mentioned the other day, has a gewaldige chumra here, based on the Trumas HaDeshen, that the three bedikos of the Rif, and mind you, most poskim, leave out the Shach for a moment, are machmir to require those three bedikos of the Rif. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch codifies it, bestama. We cannot undermine the Shulchan Aruch. Comes along with some sofer, the Gvaldiga Chumra, and he says, when is she allowed to make those three bedikos? That's only at the time in which she expects to see Dam. Not in the Yud Dalit Yom, if you recall, that according to the Trumas HaDeshen, a woman, even if she doesn't have a Veses, she often goes to mikvah and will not see dam for a period of 14 days minimum after mikvah, after tefillah. The Trumas HaDeshen meant that lekula, and therefore she doesn't need bedikos, even though technically her status is that of an Isha Shein Lo Veses, and we're machmir like Rabbeinu Chananel. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, we don't have to be machmir like Rabbeinu Chananel even during these 14 days that she won't see dam. Because what are you afraid of? You're saying she doesn't have a veses, and therefore she's going to see dam. Well, for 14 days she doesn't see dam. The earliest time she sees dam, we'll call it, is day 22, day 25, whatever number it is. So during that period of time she doesn't need bedikos. That was the gevaldige kula of the Trumas HaDeshen. The Chavos Das and the Nesivos didn't like the Trumas HaDeshen, because where do we find the Chazaka in the negative that she won't see Dam? There is no such thing. A Veses establishes a Chazaka that she will see Dam. Comes along with Chassam Sofer and he says that if we're going to accept the logic of the Trumas HaDeshen, that we have to apply it consistently, even Lechumra. And when the Rif requires, in the case of an Isha Shein Lo Veses, three Bedikos to establish that she's not a Roa Dam Machmas Tashrish, you can't get away with three bedikos during that 14-day period. That doesn't prove a thing. Because according to the logic of the Trumas HaDeshen, she's not going to see during those 14 days. So the fact that she made bedikas after Tashrish on three occasions during those 14 days, says some sort of, that's not worth a dime. and therefore she's going to have to do these bedikos three times after Tashmish, past the time of 14 days, because fundamentally, according to Truma Sadeshin, says the Chasam Sofer, we define this woman during those 14 days as a woman she'er yeshla veses, meaning yeshla veses means she's not going to see until after the 14 days, and therefore what good are you going to gain by these three bedikos? That's the argument to Chasam Sofer. And I pointed out to you that Rav Reuben Shlita from Arnof, who authored a sefer called Mara Cohen, after the shiur we'll sing the song together. But if you have my page 8 that I wanted to thank those who ever actually photocopied it for photocopying it. So you'll see on the top of your page 8, do you have such a page? It should say 8 on top right, on top left, excuse me. Yeah, you have such a thing? Oh, Baruch Hashem, I can breathe a sigh of relief. Because there's so much material here on page 8 that it would be impossible for me to give a lecture and have you absorb all this material if it's not written in front of you, even though I know some of us don't like written pages, but what can I do? I'm not from Detroit. I'm just joking with you. But the tshuva of Rav Reuben in Mara Cohen, basing himself on the Dayan Klein, is his name, from Bnei Brak, is that we cannot accept the Chasam Sofer. Now imagine if we accept the Chasam Sofer. Just imagine the repercussions. The Rif, in a case of a woman, She'ein La Veses, which is most women today, is worried about the marriage. Is the marriage salvageable? Did I get that word right?
Salvageable.
Salvageable. Sorry, salvageable. I mixed up my chemistry and biology. Is it salvageable? We really don't know. Maybe she's Roed HaMachmas Tashmish. I'm not going to accept the Ravid's interpretation of the Rif right now, that she saw already once. Leave that out. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even blink about that, doesn't whisper anything about the Ravid. Ribono Shel, this couple just got married. Let me dramatize it. The first few days, it's a first marriage for her. The dam is what? It's dam psulut. She's not tmeya. No bedikas are going to be worth a dime. What are you going to find out through these bedikas? That she's a roa dam machmas psulut. So what? Okay, now we're in stage 2. Well, she just went to mikvah recently. Let's say she went to mikvah a week ago. She's still within the 14 days. So I can't tell you whether or not she got pregnant during the first week, but maybe she got pregnant during the second week. If she gets pregnant during the second week, she's a muberes, which is mesulekes damim, and she's even in a stronger position than the Trumas Hadeshin's 14 days that she doesn't see. A woman who's muberes doesn't see. Again, we're going to have to postpone the test. The three-part trial of the Rif. No, for how long is she pregnant? 9 months, hopefully, right? She gives birth. And what happens after she gives birth?
She nurses.
She's a menekes. A menekes is also a selekes dom. According to some poskim, for 24 months. Okay, we won't go that far. But be that as it may. Okay. So now, the marriage is up to year 3. And we don't know if this marriage has any sustenance to it. Should we maintain this marriage? We still haven't proven whether she's a Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. She goes to the mikvah on the first occasion after Menekes is over. And once again, she's got 14 days in which she doesn't see. And the bedikas are meaningless. She may become pregnant again within those 14 days. And another 3 years. So this goes on for 20 years. And you still haven't clarified whether she's a Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish. And all this is based on the Chumra, the Chasam Sofer. So Rav Reuben, in his Sefer Mara Cohen, which you'll see summarized here, it's a long, long tshuva, on the top of your page 8, he writes that there are three ways of going with the Rif and the requirement of these three bedikos. Number one, we're going to put aside the Tshuvas HaDeshen and we're going to assume that these bedikos of the Rif have to be implemented during the 14 days. And if on three occasions consecutively he checks his aid, she checks her aid, and they don't see dam, then henceforth for the rest of the balance of her married life, she doesn't need bedikos. That's one possibility. That means that we're not accepting the Chasam Sofer, but rather we're insisting that she makes these three bedikos immediately after she comes back from mikvah, 1, 2, 3, the first three tashmishim, and henceforth, after establishing that she's not a roh adam machmas tashmish, baruch Hashem, we can drink the Shema brachas, and we can sing and dance, and the marriage is set for the rest of its life. Second possibility, a woman who doesn't have a veses, does not need bedikos at all, and we're not going to assume that she'll have dam machmas nida. Let me read it to you inside. A machmas tashmish. Let's read it inside. Eina tzricha bedikos klal beisha zu di ein chashash she mikrim garmim etzla shariyishla miktas veses rak lo yom kavua mamish. So this second possibility is predicated on the Trumas Hadeshen, and the Trumas Hadeshen is going to say there's no need for her to do bedikos during that 14-day period. She's an Isha. She's virtually an Isha Sheyesh Lo Veses. And then we have a third possibility, and this is the Chasam Sofer's possibility, that we accept the Trumas Hadeshen, that during those 14 days she doesn't need bedikos, but not only that, her bedikos are meaningless during those 14-day period, because what do they check out? They don't determine anything. She's not going to see in any event. Says Rav Klein, the posek on the Beis Din of Bnei Brak, he says that this third possibility, which is that of the Chasam Sofer, that during these 14 days we're going to rely on the Trumas Hadesh, she doesn't need bedikos, but not only that, her bedikos are meaningless during those 14 days, because that's a logical, consistent conclusion to come based on the Trumas Hadesh. Lo yitochen. And he writes an entire long tshuva to prove with many rayos from the sugya of Roa Damach Vestashmish, which is the sugya Nida Daf Samachay, that It cannot be that these bedikos are meaningless. Now, the Pischei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Pei Vav says that l'maisa, there are two minhagim. There are those who are machmir like the Chasam Sofer, and those who are mekil. Now, let's just think about this. The Chavos Da'at, as you remember, of course, did not like the Chasam Sofer at all. He claimed that the Chasam Sofer was a libel against the Trumas Hadeshen. The Trumas Hadeshen never said that there's such a thing as a negative chazaka. A negative chazaka doesn't exist in Allah. You can't tell me that since she doesn't see for 14 days, she won't see during the 14 days. All that the Trumas Hadeshen wanted to say is that if you're being machmir like Rabbeinu Chananel and requiring bedikas kodem tashmish, then dal miyachi, how far do you have to go with this chumrah? Do you want to impose that chumrah even during those 14 days after mikvah when she doesn't see dam? We have no serious chashash that she will see dam. So now you can impose the chumrah of Rabbeinu Chananel? The Chasam Sofer now twists the Trumas Hadeshen around and insists that no, the Trumas Hadeshen establishes this negative chazaka, she absolutely won't see during the 14 days, and therefore the three bedikas of the Rif are meaningless. How far are you going to go? And therefore the Mara Kohen says that since the Chavos Da'at has doubts about the very logic that underlies the Chasam Sofer's Chumrah, he says, why not add the Shitas HaShach? The Shach says that our minhag is we don't even care about Rabbeinu Chananel, with all due respect. We were never machmir for Rabbeinu Chananel. We all like Shitas Rashi. And a woman who's not Osekas Petaris doesn't need Bedikas at all. And Rashi goes as far as to assume that in the case of an Isha Shein Lo Veses, we don't have to have bedikos. Why are you insisting on combining a chumrah upon a chumrah upon a chumrah? And therefore, he justifies the minug against the Chassam Sofer. And let him make these three bedikas, because again, the Shulchan Aruch codifies the Rif bistama without even mentioning the Rif by name. So although we would like to paskin as the Shach does like Rashi, but we can't do it against the Shulchan Aruch, okay, that's fine. But don't tell me she can't do these bedikas immediately after she comes back from mikvah. With the exception, of course, of a besula and dam besula. Okay, Rav Mosai. Now we go on to the main topic of today. And this topic is a little bit more challenging, a little bit more complicated. The question is, what kind of bedikas are we talking about? As we said, there are two types of bedikas, two categorically different bedikas, fundamentally different. One is kinuach, and the other is bedika bechorin ubistak. Where does this all come from? Who invented this distinction categorically between these two categories of bedikah? So for that, you have to open up Masechta Nida to Daf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, which is about two-thirds down the top, from the top of the page, the last third of the page, quotes Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Shmuel, Eid shelifnei tashmish eino mimait kipkida. So let's understand what this is all about. The first Mishnah in Masechta Nida formulates a question about taros lemafreya. A woman sees dam. Shall we assume, or shall we at least suspect, that maybe the dam was caught up before it came down? It took a period of time. And therefore, if she was Osekas Petaros before she saw the dam, we have to be machmir and treat these taros as tmein. However, we don't have to go back too far. We go back to what's called pkida. Pkida means a bedika. And we'll say that the last time she did a bedika and she established herself as Naki, then any taris that she came in contact with before or up to the time of that pekida, of that bedika, are all taharos. If you want to be metame l'mafreya, you can only be metame l'mafreya as early as, but not beyond, that pekida, that bedika. However, Shmuel says that although a bedika could be mamayit, it means it limits the amount of tumah l'mafreya that you want to be matame in taros, that doesn't apply to one particular pekida. What pekida, what bedika does he have in mind? The pekida kodem tashmish. That pekida kodem tashmish, which should tell me that any taros that she came in contact with before tashmish are tahoros, it doesn't solve my problem. Why not? My time or Omer of Ketina mitoch shemahuwa lebeisa, and therefore ene machneses lechorin ulistokim. Rashi says she's memaheres lebeisa, she's rushing towards tashmish, and in that state of hurriedness, she's not going to do an adequate bedika. She does what I would say is a fallback, a knapper bedika. It's called kinuach. And therefore, says Shmuel, that kinuach is not considered like a substitute for pekida. It doesn't function like any normal bedika does. And we're going to have to be metamei, me'es le'es, even taros from before tashmish. That means taros that she had in contact with before this bedika kodem tashmish. And here, the Rashba quotes a Raivit. The Raivit is of the opinion that any bedika l'tashmish does not require chorin u'stokin. When the Gemara says that she's mehuma lebesa, and therefore because she's memares lebesa, therefore she ain't a machneses lecharen ustakin. The Gemara is just telling you exactly what kind of bedika she's required to make. The bedika that she makes for tashmish is a bedikas kinuach, and with that sufficient bedika, she's allowed to have relations with her husband. Now, keep in mind that this opens up a vista for us to answer our old question. How could Rabbeinu Chananel require B'dika Kodem Tashmish when the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis discourages B'dika Kodem Tashmish? The answer is that the Gemara on Daf Yud Beis discourages a B'dika B'charen who's stuck in before Tashmish. But as far as the B'dikas Kinuach, which according to the Raivit Shita suffices for Tashmish, the Gemara never discouraged that. That's not going to get the Baal all uptight. It's not going to be Libo Nafo. So keep that in mind, because I think the Raivit gives us a real clue as to how to solve some of the issues that we've been dealing with for the last week or so. In any event, the Raivit is Moda that although B'dika Lebaila, B'dika Letashmish, it's sufficient for her to do a kinuach. However, that's not the classical B'dika. The real, genuine, nitty-gritty B'dika is what's called Hefsek Tara, or B'dika Zayin Nikiyim. Those B'dikos, even the Raivit admits, will require Chorin Ustokin. What the Gemara here says, that she's only Bodekes without Chorin Ustokin, that's a reference to Kodem Tashmish, because Memaheres Lebesa, and then we're going to rely upon a B'dikas Kinuach. But as far as the real McCoy B'dikas, when she's not Maharis Lebesa, for example, when she's making Hefsek Tara or B'dika Zayinikim, that B'dika has to fit the ultimate ideal standards of B'dika, the demand for Chorin Ustok. This is the Rashba in the name of the Raifit. However, the Rashba himself and the Ran reject the Raifit. The Gemara doesn't mean that it's enough for a woman to do a bedikas kinuach for baila. Bedika la baila requires charen ustakim like any bedika. The only thing is that we're afraid, we assume she's poshas. She doesn't live up to the standards and the demands of bedika. She's memaheres lebesa, and therefore machmas hapshia, she doesn't do the bedika kiddin. And what's the bedika kiddin according to the Rashba? Chorin ustakim, but rather she relies on a flimsy, superficial, unreliable bedika, which we call kinuach. Now, here on Daf Hey, there's a very interesting insight of the Tosas Arash. The Tosas Arash wants to say that the Rashba is certainly correct. And how do I know this? He says, and this you'll see right before Oz Gimel on your page. He says that there's a proof to that from Daf Yud Beis. If you take a look on Daf Yud Beis for a minute, on the top of the Daf, Yud Beis Amud Aleph, you'll see that Isha, on the top of the Daf, Ma'usha Tivdok Atzma Lebaila, says Rashi, Shetivdok, what kind of bedika are we talking about? Lechorin ulistakim. Says the Tosa Rush, the word bedika in Shas means bedikas chorin ustakim. And the Gemara Daf Yud Beis is specifically addressing the case of a bedika labaila, latashmish, and it requires bedika, which means chorin ustakim. You see that the Rush is the Rashba is correct against the Raivid, that bedika labaila requires chorin ustakim. The Gemara says that she's mitoch muhuma lebesa and she's not bodekas chorin ustakim. That's because she's a poshas. She doesn't do exactly what we have to do. And here, Avosai, we want to study a chiddush of the Chavas Das, the Nesivus. And that's in Nomba Gimel. Now, in order to appreciate the Chavas Das, let's take a second glance at Rashi on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. and appreciate why Rashi rejects the Istu Mefarsh, which is Rabbeinu Chanan. So if you take a look at the last two lines at Rashi in Perek Rishon of Nida on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, Rashi writes V'tohim b'dovar. This Eastern Mefarshi made a major error. Why? Diyim Kain, if you accept the Eastern Mefarshi, Kasha d'Rab Yehuda d'Rab Yehuda. Why? D'ha'iyu gufe amar d'she'ena asuka lo be'ina lo boy b'dika. Rabbi Yehuda himself is the one who says that a woman labaila doesn't require bedika if she's not osekes betaros. How then can Rabbi Yehuda here on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, according to the Istam Mefarshe, eight lines up from the bottom of the page, say halacha k'Rab Chanina ben Antignos, and a woman therefore requires bedikos? And that's Rabbeinu Chanan. So Rashi points out that Rabbi Yehuda is contradicting himself. Now, if you take a look for a moment on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, there the Gemara establishes about 10 lines up from the bottom of the page, Kasavra Shmuel Kola Baila Botlo Boy Bedika. That's according to Shmuel. And this is Rava's insight based on the statement earlier in the page of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmi on the name of Shmuel, to the effect that an Isha She'en La Veses requires Bedika, and Rava says that requirement of Bedika only applies in a case of Osekes Betaros. Lemale yeshla veses letaros boy bedika lebaila lo boy bedika ela veses afi lebaila nami boy bedika. Why didn't Shmuel say that in the case of ela veses we have a chumra that she requires a bedika lebaila, which is exactly Rabbeinu Chanan al Shita? And the answer why he didn't say it is because shmamina kasavra Shmuel kol lebaila lo boy bedika. Which means that even an Isha She'en La Veses, Labaila without Taras, doesn't require a Bedika. So we have here a statement of Rava establishing that according to Shmuel, Isha Labaila, Loboy Bedika. On the other hand, if we go back to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we have in the middle of the page, Omar Yehuda Meshmuel Lo Shano Letaros Amal Baila Muteres. Right, that the only reason a woman requires bedika is because migu to buy bedika letaros buy nami bedika lebaila. But if she doesn't have a requirement of bedika for taros, then she doesn't have a requirement of bedika lebaila. And that's a statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel. So that's fine. Shmuel now, according to Rav on Daf Yud Beis, is saying kola by lo boy bedika, and there's no stira. Where's Rashi's objection to the Istam Mefarshin to Rabbeinu Chanan? Where's the stira? Because here at the end of Yud Beis Amud Beis, Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel says halacha ki Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. Now please notice that on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, at least, the Gemara is quoting Rava, analyzing the statement of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmia in the name of Shmuel. On the other hand, we have the statement of Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel that kol abayla lo boy bedika. Then we have a statement of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel that halacha k'Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. The Chavos Das wants to claim that Rashi's kasha on the Istam Mefarshi is not a kasha. Why not? Let's see it inside. He says, Yesh levaral yashiv shitas Rabbeinu Chananel. Why? Because Rabbeinu Chananel holds like the Ravid. What kind of bedika does the Ravid require labaila? A heavy bedika, a thorough bedika, or a light bedika, a superficial bedika? Who remembers the Ravid Shita? I hope you haven't forgotten it. If you did, then just review it. It's in Os Beis over here, correct? The Ravid says that called bedika latashmish ain't sort bedikas chorinu stokim ki im bedikas kinuach. Okay. How is that going to help us? Let's assume Rabbeinu Chananel, when he requires bedika, he only requires, like the Ravid, a bedika, right, the bedika kodem tashmish, he only requires the bedika of kinuach. If that be the case, then when we say that an isha osekes betaros requires quote-unquote bedika, and what do we say was the classical bedika? That's Bechorin who stuck him. That's a case of Osekes Petaros. When she's Osekes Petaros, we have to up the ante and demand a higher standard of Bedika, and less than Bechorin who stuck him won't do. And therefore, if she's Osekes Petaros, then we apply the principle of Migu, that the Bedika Petaros now transfers and spills over into Labaila. That's the Migu. And in that case, since she's Osekes Petaros, she's going to require a bedika of Chorin Ustakim. Or, for example, an Isha who's Tmea, and now she wants to make a Hefsik Tara, and during the Zayin Nikim established that she's not seeing Dam, there too she requires a full-fledged bedika, like a woman who's Osekes Petaros. She doesn't have a Cheskes Tara, and therefore she needs a full-fledged bedika of Chorin Ustakim. But what about a Stam Isha She'en Loveses? Correct? And she's Labaila. That's the case of Rabbeinu Chananel. She has a Cheskes Tara, and therefore, Sagi B'Kinuach. All she needs is a Bedikas Kinuach. Al Pizel Yesh Li Yashiv Kushas Rashi Al Rabbeinu Chananel, says the Chavos Da'as. Now I can far end for Rashi's objection to Rabbeinu Chananel. Ain't Stira B'Rav Yehuda Atzma. There was no conflict in Rabbi Yehuda himself. The Rabbi Yehuda v'daf yud alef amid beis pasak she'ein tzarich bedika labayla. If she's not osekes betara, what did Rabbi Yehuda mean when he said she doesn't need a bedika labayla? He meant she doesn't need that bedika labayla, which a woman, if she's osekes betaros, you know, the shpitz and complete, perfect, ideal bedika, namely of chorin ustakim. But Dilma Kinuach Tzarech. Rabbi Yehuda never denied that she needs a basic bedika labayla, even if she's not Osekes Petara, namely Kinuach. Avol Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel Bedaf Yud Beis Shepotar Isha Yeshena. Rabbi Yehuda says that in the name of Shmuel, even if she is an Isha, she yeshla veses and she's yeshena, she doesn't need a bedika. Well, what kind of bedika are we talking about? We're talking about even kinuach, because again, she's sleeping. So if she's sleeping, she's not doing any bedika whatsoever. And therefore, that whole tradition that we have on Daf Yud Beis of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiya in the name of Shmuel, when he says Eina Tzricha Bedika, he means Eina Tzricha Bedika Klal, even Kinuach. That is a different tradition in the name of Shmuel, but there's no Stira in Rabbi Yehuda himself. Where's the Stira in Rabbi Yehuda? That's only on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. I don't know if you're following all these calculations, but there the Gemara quotes Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Shmuel, the Halacha Ki Rabbi Chanina Ben Antignos. Yeah, but the halacha of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos that requires, in the case of an isha shein laveses bedika latashmish, she has a cheskes tara. That's only a requirement of bedikas kinuach. That's not a stira to the very same statement that Rabbi Yehuda has in the name of Shmuel when he says kol abayla ein etzricha bedika, that if she's not osekes betara, she doesn't need a bedika. What does it mean she doesn't need a bedika? Can you help me out here? She doesn't need which bedika? The Shpitz bedika of Chorin Ustakin. But she does need bedikas kinuach. And that's consistent with Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel here on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis when he says halacha ki Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos. And he means to say that she doesn't need a bedika mamish, meaning the spitz bedika, but she does require a bedika of kinuach. And when Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel back on Daf Yud Aleph that kol abayla netzricha bedika means she doesn't need the bedika of taros, which is the bedika of Charon Istakin that we saw applies whenever she doesn't have a cheskas taro, like for example a hefsek taro or zaynikiyim, and also the taros. That bedika she doesn't require, but she does require the minimum bedika of kinuach, and therefore there's no contradiction if the same Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of the same Shmuel that halacha k'Rab Chanina ben Antignos, meaning an isha shein levesa, requires bedika labayla, even though she's not osekas betaros. What kind of bedika does he have in mind? Only bedikas kinuach. The only one who completely did away with any requirement of bedika at all, even the most basic minimum bedika of kinuach, that was the shita on Daf Yud Beis of an Aleph of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmia, who says that even in the case of Yeshena, she doesn't need bedika. Obviously, he's talking about non-bedika, complete Efes, you know, complete zero, zilch, no bedika whatsoever. And when Rava says, based on this tradition of Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmia, Shma mina kasavah Shmuel kol abayla lo boy bedika, he's saying that she doesn't even need a bedikas kinuach. But that's not a stira within Rabbi Yehuda. Again, let's go back to Rashi and Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Rashi says, "V'toin b'davar diim kain kashin the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Yehuda." Da'iu gufe omar eno suka b'taras lo boy b'dika. Well, it's true that Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis said that if she's not osekas b'taras, she doesn't need b'dika. But he only meant she doesn't need the spitz b'dika, the b'dika behei yedia of Chorin who's stuck in of a woman who doesn't have a Cheskas Tara. That bedika she doesn't need. But who says that same tradition of Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul cannot accept Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos the way Rabbi Nechananel did, the Yisrael Mepharshi, that a woman who doesn't have a Vesas requires a minimum bedika, namely a bedika of Kinuach. The only reason why the Gemara says Man de Masni Ha Lo Masni Ha, the closing line in the first parak of Nida, is because the Gemara is referring to a different tradition in the name of Shmuel, namely the tradition Rabbi Abba in the what was his name, Rabbi Abba Bar Yirmiyah, in the name of Shmuel, that even a Yeshena doesn't need bedika, which means there's no requirement of bedika whatsoever. Even that the Cheskas Tara reigns supreme, not even to require a bedikas kinuach, a bedika kala with a kuf, not with a chaf. And therefore, the Chavas Das wants to say that not only can he defend Rabbeinu Chananel, but he says that we now, as I said before, have an answer to that basic question that we keep, you know, we're haunted by over and over again. The Gemara says that a woman should be discouraged from making a bedika before Tashmish. And yet Rabbeinu Chananel understands that a woman who has no vesis is required to make a bedika before Tashmish. What about Libo Nakfo? The answer is the Gemara of Libo Nakfo is talking about what kind of bedika? Chorin Ustakim. The Gemara of Rabbi Chanane, of Rabbeinu Chananel, meaning of Rabbi Chanina ben Antignos, that's a bedika kala, namely a bedika of kinuach. How do we paskin lamaisa? So the Rav Shulchan Aruch paskins, you'll see this in Omer Dalid, that we need a bedika of Chorin Ustakim. We paskin like the Rashba and the Ran against the Ravid, the Kach Noagim. Is it possible, though, that even the Rav Shulchan Aruch says that you remember, and we had this earlier, that the Rav Shulchan Aruch paskins mikra din like the Rif, but the Rosh Rabbeinu Chananel is only a Chumrah, correct? It's only midin bal nefesh yachmir al atzmo, a midas hatzniyus. And therefore, if there's a chash that she'll see dam, like for example, let's say a woman has a veses and she passes the day of her veses. She hasn't seen dam yet. In such a case, there's a serious possibility that she will see dam. And in this case, you can certainly encourage the chumrah, that minog, which the Rav Shulchan Aruch classifies as bal nefesh yachmir al atzmo, to do a bdika. But there's plenty of room to be makil and say that the only bedika she needs for tashmish is kinuach, and let's rely on the ravid, and let's add to this all the poskim who say that she doesn't need bedik at all, right? Rashi Shita, the Chavastas himself accepts the Ravid that a bedik l'abayla, even according to Rabbeinu Chananel's Chumra, is only kinuach. So if we add together the fact that Rabbeinu Chananel only requires bedikas kinuach, which is both the Ravid and the Chavastas, add to that the Shita of Rashi that a woman doesn't need bedikas at all. Add to that the fact that the Rav Shulchan Aruch himself says that the Ikar Adin is like the Rif, but not like the Chumra of the Rosh and Rabbeinu Chananel. And then I can think we can calmly and securely offer the following Psak Halacha, that even if you want to be Machmir for Rabbeinu Chananel, you don't have to require a Bedika Bechorin Ustakim. And if you take a look at number Vav on your page, and again, I'm going to try to just fit in Vav, Zayin, and Ches at least before I let you go. He says that you want to be machmir against the sheet of Rashi, against the sheet of many poskim that require absolutely no bedikos after the first three Tashmishim. In other words, once we've established al Chazaka that she's not a Roa Damach Mas Tashmish, then the Rif and all the Rishonim will hold like the Rif will maintain that she no longer needs Bedikos. Is then, if you add that to the Gemara of Libo Nokfo, then maybe we should come to the conclusion that for the balance of her life she should not be making a Bedika Kodim Tashmish. Are you with me? Let's just review the logic over here. We have one school of Rishonim. We'll call the father of that school is Rashi, and the Shach Paskins like Rashi, that we don't require Bedikas at all, period.
When she has a vest.
Even if she doesn't have a vest. Again, she's not Osekas Bedaris. No woman requires Bedika, Kodim Tashmish, Liachar Tashmish. If she's not Osekas Bataris, how women today, contemporary women, do not require Bedikas, that's Rashi Shita. Ella what? You want to be Machmir like the Rif, because the Shulchan Aruch codifies the Rif. And the Rav Shulchan Aruch says we have to live up to the standards and the demands of the Rif against Rashi, and if against the Shach, but that's only for three Bedikas, in order to establish she's not a Roa Machmas Tashmish. Now what happens after these three Bedikos? So the Rif says she no longer needs Bedikos for the rest of her life, even though she's an Isha Sheyesh Levesas. So what are you going to tell me? But let's be Machmir, because the Rav Shulchan writes Bal Nefesh Yachmir Al Atzmo, and the Minig is like Rabbeinu Chananel. He says, but even so, to be Machmir like Rabbeinu Chananel, and she hasn't seen Dam after a Veses, why not require just kinuach? Because number one, we have the Ravid Shita, and number two, the Chavastas Shita, that even according to Rabbeinu Chananel, the Bedika before Tashmish is only kinuach. And to boot, that the Gemara says that Bedika before Tashmish should be discouraged, lo tivdok, because of libo nokfo. And add to that, that both according to Rashi and according to the Rif, she doesn't require any bedikas. So you want to be machmir and be really frum and be a bal nefesh and accept the chumra of Rabbeinu Chananel and require bedikah before tashmish in the name of Vestas, which as I said is very common. How far you want to go with that chumra? You want to take a chumra upon a chumra upon a chumra. Number one, you want to be machmir against Rashi. Number two, you want to be machmir against the Rif and all the Rishonim who accept the Rif. You want to be a bal nefesh and be machmir for Rabbeinu Chananel. Now you're going to be machmir against the Ravid and against the Chavastas, all of whom assume that even Rabbeinu Chananel in his requirement of the Bedika Kodim Tashmish only goes as far as what? As Kinuach. He doesn't require a Bedika Bechorin Ustakim. So isn't there enough of a tziruf here to be Mekil and to assume that there's no requirement of Bedika of Chorin Ustakim, especially add to boot that the Gemara discourages a bedikah before Tashmish. So I know what you'll tell me. Okay, maybe the Gemara is discouraging bedikah before Tashmish if she's an Isha Sheyesh Lo Vesas. Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't make that distinction. The Pashtus is even an Isha Sheyesh Lo Vesas should not be making a bedikah before Tashmish. Okay, you want to accept Rabbeinu Chananel L'chumah, that's fine. But at least try to minimize the damage. Let's do damage control. What kind of bedikah might engender Libo Nakfo? That's a bedikah of the classical ideal form of Chorin Ustakim. Drop that requirement. And therefore, let's encourage a woman before Tashmish, if she's an Isha Shein Lo Veses, if she wants to be a Gvaldig of Machmir and a Tznua and a Bal Nefesh Yachmir Al Atzmo, that's fine. But not to require a Bedika Bechorin Ustaki. And that's what we have here in number. Which number was that?
Six.
That was number Vav? But just let me make sure, because I want to do Zion and Ches. Right. Let me just make sure. Eilo Livdok Bibdikas Chorin Ustakim. She's already Yotza Mechlal. Roa Da Machmas Tashish. We covered that basis as far as the Rif is concerned. You want to be Machmas for the Rabbeinu Chananel. Don't go against the Pashtus of the Gemara of Libo Nokfo. Don't go against the Ravid's interpretation of what constitutes a Bidika Levaila. Even according to Rabbeinu Chananel, in an Isha Shein Leves, it's only Kinuach, and to insist that she makes a B'dikas Chorin Ustakim, which might irritate, and might bring on a false Nidus, if you know what I mean, All that should be avoided, plus Libo Nokfo, and therefore, a B'dikas Kinuach should be absolutely sufficient. Now we're up to Zion. This is Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, which is he's quoted in the Machzis HaShekel, he's of the opinion that, you know what, when does the Gemara say Libo Nokfo? That's only when she, with her own initiative, decides to take it upon herself to do this Bedika Kodim Tashmish. Says the Crazy Uplesi, however, if the husband himself requests from his wife to make a bedika, konim tashmish. In such a case, pshita, he says, I have no doubt that there's no chashash of libo nokfo. Do you have it? Again, if she takes the initiative, he's thinking to himself, wait a minute, why is she doing this unnecessary bedika? Must be she had a hargosh of some sort. That's called libo nokfo. But if he himself wants to have a security to be absolutely sure that she doesn't have dam, and therefore he demands of her to make a bedika, that's not libo nokfo. Milsa de pshita. Lefi zeh no beches. If somebody wants to take upon himself, the way the Rav Shulchan Aruch says it, the chumra of Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rosh and the Rambam, and require a bedika before Tashmish, the best idea is for her to get the okay from her husband. Because once she gets the okay from her husband, she's covered herself as far as the sugya daf yud beis of libo nokfo. Right? Let's look again on daf yud beis. Boy mine Rav Zera, Rav Yehuda isha ba'ash tivdok atzma lebayla meaning kodim tashmish. He says lo tivdok diim kein libo nokfo. So if you want to be super duper machmir, and especially for those who want to do b'dikas chorin ustakim kodim tashmish, then chutz at least get the okay from your husband, because that'll take away, according to the Crazy Placey, the Libo Nukfo. That's what we have here.
Just the asking your husband a cause of Libo Nukfo. Why is that alone? The fact that she's even asking is because she has a reason to be.
No, in other words, they should set it up in the marriage that he gives a tzivui that she should go ahead and do the bedikah. That's what I meant to say. Maybe I wasn't clear.
Would that also be the same din for going to a gynecologist during the year? During the
well, no, gynecologist could be for a million and one reasons. I don't know that a gynecologist is a problem of libo nokfo. On the contrary, maybe a gynecologist is a health issue. You know, what we're talking about is when she does a mitzad dine heter labaila. You know, chashash isu labaila. That's going to create libo nokfo. Now you don't have page 9. You don't have page 9, right? The page you have is page 8. Okay, I just want to say, we're going to end the shiur now, but I just want to give you a little bit of a heads up what comes around the bend on page 9. And if anyone wants to prepare this, it's a sugya machlokas veisil beit shamai on daf hey amid aleph. I'm sorry, on daf tezayin amid aleph. And the machlokas is about a woman who has many tashmishim, a tashmish over and over again in the same night. And the question is, does she need a bedika continuously for each tashmish? Beit Shammai says yes, and Beisil say no. One bedika is enough to cover all the tashmishim of that night. And we want to understand what the nature of the machlokas is between Beisil and Beit Shammai. Okay then? So we'll stop here.